Many of you may take a multivitamin every day in hopes it will help keep you healthy. Well, now a large clinical trial is showing it may help prevent cancer, at least in older men. This is in contrast to findings of some previous research of individual vitamins, which either showed no reduction in cancer risk or even a small increase in risk. Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe, writes about it and joins us now to talk about it. How are you, Deborah?
I'm doing great, Veronica. Thanks for having me.
So why are multivitamins having such an effect on older men?
There are numerous reasons. You know, I was pretty excited by this study because there have been so many sort of negative or null studies looking at individual vitamins. And this one was a pretty well-designed one. You know, it was looking at male physicians. It was randomizing them, giving some of them placebos and some of them multivitamins. They took them every day for about 11 years on average. And they found that they had about an 8% lower risk of getting any type of cancer. So that's pretty heartening for many of us who are, you know, taking that multivitamin every day, kind of hoping it's a good insurance policy. And they think there just could be various reasons why it could help prevent cancer. It could be that it's, you know, slowing the division of cancer cells or keeping them from spreading or just keeping the overall cell pretty healthy so that it doesn't, you know, become cancerous.
Is it just taking the multivitamin that helps, or does diet or exercise play a role?
I mean, this study didn't look at diet and exercise. It was addressing simply a multivitamin. But that said, you know, we don't want to tell people that if you take a multivitamin, you don't have to have a good diet or exercise. You know, the men that were in this study were pretty healthy. I mean, you know, they were physicians. They weren't smokers. They were eating very little red meat. They were making a big attempt to get about 4 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. So that could have, you know, also certainly kept them healthier. But when you took those groups and divided them in half and then gave one a multivitamin and another just a sugar pill every day, the one that took the multivitamin did a little better. So some people are saying, you know, perhaps we should all consider you really just taking, you know, just a multivitamin. By that, they mean nothing that goes beyond the recommended daily allowance for nutrients. So you don't want to be taking something that's giving you, you know, 3,000% of what's recommended for vitamin C, for instance.
Now, what about younger men, women, and even kids? You're always hearing that kids should take vitamins. Any cancer benefits for anyone else other than older men?
Well, they can't say that from this study. I mean, the study was really just looking at men over the age of 50. This is a question that I pose to researchers and physicians alike. You know, what do you think? Does it apply to everyone? They couldn't find a reason for why it wouldn't, because they're, you know, this was looking at a range of cancers, and certainly, you know, people can get, both men and women get that. But, you know, one researcher was a little bit worried about recommending to parents that giving kids a multivitamin every day, simply for the reason that, you know, they're worried that they may think, okay, well, now I don't really have to make a big effort to get my kids fruits and vegetables if they're taking this multivitamin. So, I mean, I think that, you know, if you're a discerning parent, if you're, you know, really pushing your kids to be active, to eat a good diet, you know, having that children's vitamin probably won't, you know, they don't have any evidence that it will be harmful or have any risks, and, you know, could be beneficial for them over the lifetime. So definitely something to talk to your pediatrician about if you're a parent who's thinking about this.
Thanks, Deborah.
My pleasure.
Deborah Kotz, Daily Dose health blogger for the Boston Globe.